Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Lauren Abellano, congratulations, you're now back in the Waterford squad. How are you feeling?
Thanks, it feels so good, honestly. Like, it's been a long time coming. Worked so hard in the background, watching the girls week in, week out work. Just pushed me to get back out there and finally be out there with them. Just buzzing with it.
I know there was a massive roar when you came on in the RC. It's actually kind of crazy to think that that was your first time actually playing in the RC in a senior game. Like, what was that experience like walking out into the pitch?
It was so emotional, honestly. Just like all the backing from everyone, even people that, like, you know, I wouldn't know personally. Like, it's, I just felt so overwhelmed, but at the same time, like, I just wanted to put in a shift on the pitch and, you know, show them what I am capable of. As you said, like, it's my first time at the RSE. Nobody has really seen what I can give to this team, so I wanted to show, like, a little glimpse at least of what I can give to Waterford, and hopefully I can push on from there as well then.
Obviously, it hasn't been an easy journey back for you. I know you got injured in that first game last season against Treaty United away, that first historic game. You know, probably remember it for probably the wrong reasons that day. But for yourself, you know, talk to me about that process of getting back to full fitness. Like, what was it like mentally overcoming those obstacles to get back to where you are now?
Yeah, it's never easy. I can't just come out here and be like, yeah, I was fine every day. Like, I've had my ups and downs, especially throughout that middle part of it where it just starts to slow down. At the start, you kind of make this progress of like, oh, I'm back walking, or I can jump again, or I can go back to the gym. But then it gets to a point of, all right, now we're just working on strength. You can't really rush strength. You know, you have to really fight for it and really just stay mentally locked in. And then even when the girls are in their off season and, you know, they're cooling things down, that's when things started to pump back up for me then as well. So I'm trying to keep my mind right and make sure that I stay going with it. So to be just like locked in constantly, what was it, 13 months, the whole injury, like, it's not easy. I'll never tell anyone that it's easy, but what I can tell you is that you will get through it eventually. Like, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep fighting for it, keep pushing for it. Injuries are part of the game, unfortunately, but it's how you face them is how you'll come out of them as well.
I know I've heard footballers speak before about they don't really feel like they're back to their 100% self until maybe that first tackle in a match, or kind of maybe getting on the ball during a match. Was there a moment for you that you kind of had to kind of overcome when you got back on the pitch and then you were like, okay, now I'm back to where I am?
Yeah, there was a point where I kind of went in for a 50-50. I hadn't been in a 50-50 yet, and I was like, look, as I know, you either go in and get hurt or you don't. Like, so I had to go in strong, mentally throw it out, physically put in the work. I know I've been in the gym ever since and that my body is able for it. It's just kind of getting that trust back in those 50-50s. And after that tackle, then swimming, like, I was able to jump into them, be fine with it and just go from there then.
You obviously, you weren't playing last season, but you were on the road with the team regardless, going to all the matches. You know, for you, I suppose, you're not just a player, you're also a fan of this squad as well. I mean, what was it like, I suppose, seeing them succeed throughout the end of last season and then coming in and getting that really important draw against Wexford at the beginning of the season? It kind of was almost a mission statement for what you were looking to do this year.
Yeah, I was ecstatic last year when we beat Treaty 3-2. Like, oh my God, I was jumping in the stands. But anytime these girls score, like, it's just, it fulfills me. Like, I'd be so happy for them. Like, they work so hard. It's hard to see the scenes behind in the background, what these girls put in. As I said, week in, week out, it motivates me. I'm sure it motivates anyone else that comes up through the squad. And then just, you know, taking the losses with them, taking the wins with them, like, I never truly felt like I was on the outside. I felt like, okay, I'm with this team. Even though I mightn't have contributed, I'm still there in the dressing room, hyping them up, trying to get them out going again. And then, yeah, to come back, get that draw against Wexford, it kind of just showed, like, look, this is what we are able to do. We're putting our foot finally into the league. We're going to challenge, as you've seen with Athlone on the weekend, 2-0 up at halftime. Yeah, it ended 4-0, but we take positives from that. That's the champions right there. We'll be coming for those mid-team tables.
I suppose, yeah, you kind of touched on it there, but there is really something to be taken from the fact that in the space of just over a year, this team that was kind of written off very much at the beginning of last year has now gone toe-to-toe with the champions and kind of held their own very much for about 60, 70 minutes in that game. And I think if you even think back to last season's game, where that midweek game, the 2-0 against Athlone, you know, it may be, you've seen just a completely different Waterford side this time around, where it's, they're not going to be kind of the team that people expect to go and just kind of walk over, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I feel like a lot of people kind of say, oh yeah, they're just new in the league, like, these are some easy points. We're not going to give you easy points. Sure, you know, we might take a point, we mightn't take any points, but you're not going to come into our home ground and just walk off with 3 points like that. No, we're going to put up a fight, and now that I'm back out with the girls, I'm going to be there to make sure that those 3 points aren't easily handed out. In fact, I want those 3 points for myself.
Now, obviously, big game of the weekend, the All-Ireland Cup. You're going up to Glentoran, and they had a really good opening round fixture, 3-1 win against Bohemians, who by all accounts everyone knows are a really good side. You know, for yourselves doing that big trip up to Belfast, how are you kind of approaching it now? Is it a moment to kind of step back from the league, kind of reassess where you are and maybe get ready for that Sligo game, or are you kind of going at this all guns blazing?
I think what we do is just continue building from where we're at, you know, continue this momentum. We don't want to lose any of it, no matter if it's a cup game, if it's a match game or table game. We want to continue going. We'll show what we can do, show the league, you know, yes, they're in Northern Ireland, different team, but we can show, yes, Sligo, look what we did last week. No matter what the result is, we're going to put in a fight week in, week out, and we'll get what we get from it.
Absolutely. And I suppose personally for yourself, what are your goals kind of for the rest of this season now? Have you had maybe much of a chance to think about the stuff that maybe you didn't get to do last year that you'd really want to do this year with the team?
Yeah, like as I said earlier, I didn't really get to showcase like who I am on the field. I want to fight for that spot. I know it's not going to be easy. The competition's really hot this year, but it's something that I'm willing to fight for. I'm going to give it 100% and I want that spot personally, of course. But I just want to get in as many goals as I can. You know, goals wins games. So that's what I'm there for, striker. And just overall, I want to enjoy it again. You know, injury can take it out of it. As I said, you're working that whole time. You're mentally locked in that whole time. So for me personally, just get goals, have fun, get back into the groove of things and then just build from there.
Absolutely. Laura Nebelano, thank you so much and best luck of the weekend.
Thank you.